Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Raise the Roof Game highlights brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects. Now the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics, Matthews Roofing, quality, integrity, and customer care, serving Chicagoland since 1934. Early in this game, a defensive struggle. The Gophers got the ball first, went three and out, so did the Wildcats, and they once again stopped Minnesota on three plays without allowing any net yards of total offense. Cats then put a promising drive together. The big play, a 37-yard completion from quarterback Brennan Sullivan to tight end Marshall Lang to the Minnesota 25. The Cats would eventually get to the Gophers 16, but on fourth and one, they lost 2 yards, and the Gophers took over on their own 18-yard line. Mohammed Ibrahim did most of the heavy lifting on this drive, runs a 14-6, 14 yards, and Trey Potts came in, had a 16-yard run to the Wildcat 12. Eventually, Minnesota got to the 6, and they called on Ibrahim again. Second and 5 at the 7. Ibrahim to the right of Kelly McManus. He gets the handoff, picks his way left side, turns the corner, and he's in for the touchdown. Mo Ibrahim takes it in for the Golden Gophers. His 49th career touchdown, his 16th. Rushing touchdown of the season, and Minnesota drives 82 yards to the day's first score at 6-0. 7-0 at the end of one. Meantime, the Cats continue to struggle offensively, and Minnesota early in the second quarter took a Wildcat punt and put another drive together, aided by a pass interference penalty that moved the ball to the Wildcats' 33-yard line. Ibrahim would score from a yard out to make it 14-0. Late in the first half, the Wildcats would finally get on the board. They were pinned back at their own 7-yard line. Quarterback Brendan Sullivan would connect with Malik Washington for 27 yards out to the 34. Sullivan was injured on the play and left the game, replaced by Ryan Helinski, who then connected with Washington for 49 yards on the catch and run down to the Minnesota 17-yard line, and that led to the Cats' only points. Here's the snap, hit by Stage on the way, plenty of distance. The kick is good. Adam Stage with a 35-yard field goal, his 5th field goal of the year, and the Wildcats get on the board with a minute 27 to go until halftime. It's 14-3. 14-3 at the half. Early in the third quarter, Helinski was intercepted by Tyler Newman of Minnesota, setting the Gophers up at the 26 of the Wildcats. That would lead to a field goal for the Gophers, 41 yards for Trickett, to make it 17-3. And that was all the scoring until the fourth quarter, when Ibrahim would score his third touchdown of the day, 3 seconds into the final quarter. A 1-yard run to cap a 7-minute, 11-second drive that covered 59 yards and made it 24-3. And then the freshman Zach Evans would score later in the fourth quarter, a 6-yard run to cap a drive that took almost 8 minutes. And the final was 31-3.